by Vatra, fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra, fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Karundo residents are called for more street lights in Lusaka amid rising junkie attacks. Mukushi Zamomboshi residents have raised a concern over water shortage at a local health post. And in African news, DR Congo opposition rejects Tshisekedi's third term bid. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Akalundu in Lusaka West have appealed to local authorities to prioritize the installation of street lights in compounds to help improve security following a rise in attacks by junkies. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mike Mumba says that many residents are being attacked because of poorly lit roads in the area. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Mumba said that the city has recently experienced an increase in junkie-related attacks, making it necessary for authorities to ensure that major roads are fitted with functional street lights. He said improved street lighting would help protect lives, especially for people who knock off late from work and other business activities. Residents of Bwana Mkubwa in Indola have appealed for the construction of a proper market in the area. The residents said the current trading space located near a school is inadequate and poorly maintained, making it difficult for traders to conduct business in a clean and a safe environment. They have also complained about the lack of toilet facilities at the trading place, saying the situation is challenging as traders are forced to ask for access to toilets from nearby households. A spot check by a Kumbon Radio crew recently found the market deserted and in unsanitary condition, raising concerns over hygiene standards and the welfare of traders operating in the area. The residents have since appealed to the local authority to consider using part of the constituency development fund to construct a proper market for the community.
So kusanga tibusa ali kusanga enao so ilana ina tularomo kwa bati pa market pano paba ko presi yo watu pangina kushwe ya maskati au wantaba leisi ya ba bari ya butuki na mo bari ya fujishu wa kutila fi kura baba kwa tase ba personali kura boku ya muku lisina kuri bari ya eko mlebo mso fila fi.
Residents of our Momboshi area in Mukushi district have raised a concern over the lack of water at a Momboshi health post. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Chan Samafuta said the health facility has no reliable water supply, forcing community members to walk long distances to a nearby secondary school to access water.
Manda kairi nebe tulapokelela amenshi bwino bwino akwebati bana tsiyashi nebale poko muti batubula ko twamenshi banuna no muti uriya tapapo eto tulefaisha makamaka kwisa tumona bese batupele ko bo iya kutira amenshi akumanine kulingane tupatela tende bwino bwino.
Meanwhile, area councillor Jairo Stembo said efforts to address the situation are already underway, adding that the health post will soon have a water supply.
Yes, I'm very much aware of the water problem at Mombasa. But the pipes and everything is ready. Even today or tomorrow, that can be done. I remember talking to the people responsible. I even mentioned to the WGC that the pipes at Masansa, right? We are at Masansa and East. We organized for transport. I think that one can be done in a day or two. That one will be a talk of the past.
Now, the National Health Insurance and Management Authority, NHIMA, has assured members of a continued access to healthcare services following a notice by CarePicker Specialist Clinic that it will discontinue providing services to NHIMA beneficiaries effective May 24, 2026. NHIMA Head of Public Relations, King Asiachika, told Kumbon Radio News that the withdrawal of one private health facility should not be interpreted as a setback to the authorities' mandate of ensuring affordable and quality health care for all Zambians. Mr. Asiachika dismissed social media reports alleging that private health facilities were withdrawing services due to non-payment by NHIMA, describing them as a force. He further disclosed that NHIMA currently works with more than 400 accredited healthcare providers nationwide, including public, private, and faith-based institutions.
Wishes to inform the public that the narrative is being peddled in some sectors of the media that private facilities have started withdrawing services due to non-payments is not true, as we have not received any similar notifications, and on the contrary, there are so many other private healthcare facilities wanting to accredit with NHIMA. NHIMA currently works with over 400 accredited healthcare providers comprising public, private, and faith-based facilities nationwide. In addition, we have continued to receive hundreds of applications from private facilities seeking to be NHIMA accredited.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitengo, Zama Oja, Zamele Jalandida, Ife, pa Company Radio, Nizi.
Fifth package in Poa, 250. Fifth package in Delele, 250. Fifth package in Lumanda, 150. Fifth package in Kalembula, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Chihuahua, 140. 50 kg Repu, 220. 50 kg Mupilu, 130. 50 kg Chinese, 150. 50 kg Ondwe, 160. 50 kg Katapa, 130. 50 kg Kandolo, 250. 25 kg 110. 50 kg Shava, Chalimbana, 550. 25 kg Tute, 350. Bokosi ya tomato, 250. Onyoni ya redzi, ponchu ya mutu, 750. Ilibe mutu, 350. Onyoni ya white, ponchu ya mutu, 550. Ilibe mutu, 170. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 70 kwacha. Meda impwa, 6 kwacha. Meda chikanda, 300. Meda delele, 6 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 300. Meda binzi ya waiti, 150.